Hello, and thank you so much for making the day with us here on Extinction Radio Permaculture segment. Soil and other materials in a compost pile is the topic for today. It is important to add soil to your compost pile. The soil contains a good starter supply of microorganisms. It also contains some bacteria of type that helps stabilize nitrogen in a pile. The organisms help in several ways. Some break down complex compounds into simpler ones the plant can utilize. There are many species of free-living bacteria that fix nitrogen from the air in a form available to plants. Many microorganisms tie up nitrogen surpluses. The surpluses are released gradually as plants need nitrogen. An extensive concentration of available nitrogen in the soil, which makes plants susceptible to disease, is therefore avoided. There are predaceous fungi that attack and devour nematodes, but these fungi are only found in large amounts in a soil with adequate humus. The microbial life provides a living pulsation in the soil that preserves its vitality for the plants. The microbes tie up essential nutrients in their own body tissues as they grow, and then release them slowly as they die and decompose. In this way, they help stabilize food release to the plant. These organisms are also continuously excreting a whole range of organic compounds into the soil, sometimes described as soil glue. This excretion contributes to the building of a soil structure. The organic compounds also contain disease-curing antibiotics and health-producing vitamins and enzymes that are integral parts of biochemical reactions in a healthy soil. The use of soil in a compost is important. It enables the pile to hold moisture better, facilitating the decomposition of the pile. It contains microbes that enables the pile to decompose more easily. It also holds many of the nutrient-laden compost juices, keeping them from leaching out. Three different materials of three different textures are used in the grow biointensive method compost recipe and in many other recipes. The varied textures will allow good drainage and aeration in the pile. The compost will also have a more diverse nutrient content and greater microbial diversity. A pile made primarily of leaves or grass cuttings makes the passage of water and air through the pile difficult without frequent turning, because both tend to mat. Good air and water penetration are required for proper decomposition. The layering of the materials further promotes a mixture of texture and nutrients and helps ensure even decomposition. Microbes diversity is very important in growing soil. Many microbes produce antibiotics that help plants resist diseases, and healthy plants have fewer insect challenges. Each microbe tends to have a food preference. Some prefer beet refuse, others wheat straw, and so on. Therefore, a way to maximize microbe diversity in the compost pile is to build your compost pile with a large variety of materials. This is where we are ending the segment for today. Bye-bye.